We're talking Canberra. Two double C. We're talking Canberra.
A 2CC Chris Coleman podcast.
Talking about your financial health and well-being, and we do that every couple of weeks on a Friday afternoon with this bloke, Luke Smith from Envision Financial Services. Luke, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Chris. How are we?
Well, how was the Christmas break?
Mate, Christmas break was lovely. It's always good to try and unwind for a little bit and put your feet up and get ready for another blockbuster in 12 months.
Okay, now we're going to open things up this afternoon. Pensions, your preferred topic today. Before we get into it too much, have there been any sort of changes about pensions, or are there changes about pensions that come into effect on the 1st of January that are likely to make a big difference to people?
Not really 1st of January. Obviously, there were some changes on the 1st of July in relation to how transition to retirement pensions were taxed. So people need to make sure that if they do have a transition to retirement pension in place, they are considering their options, because the tax implications were quite significant and they came into force on the 1st of July.
Okay, all right. Well, we'll talk some more about pensions in just a moment, but if you've got a question this afternoon that you'd like to put to Luke Smith, get a bit of free financial advice to get the ball rolling, 6255 1206, the open line number, and you can call in right now, 6255 1206. We'll take questions via text as well on 0488 266 266, or indeed via Twitter or Facebook. Just search for 2CC and get in touch with us there, or through the website 2cc.net.au and click on the feedback icon. Before we get into our meaty subject of pensions this afternoon, a quick reminder that in a couple of weeks' time, codeine will not be available over the counter at your pharmacy anymore. You'll need to have a script for it. And the Pharmacy Guild of Australia, not exactly thrilled about how this is playing out. The president of the Pharmacy Guild of Australia is George Tambasis, and we had a chat with him on Canberra Live earlier this afternoon.
We've been telling people since, you know, January last year, but unfortunately now is the time they're listening, even though we've told them upteen times. People forget. And also, people don't use these products that much. One of the reasons why the TGA wanted to upschedule them is because they were worried about the constant users, or the regular users, or the users that were using these medicines inappropriately. Most of those patients don't exist anymore, because we set up a real-time monitoring system 2 years ago. Those sort of patients can't come to pharmacies anymore and ask for these medicines on a regular basis. So we've actually got quite legitimate users of medicine, of these medicines, in pharmacies today.
That's George Tambasis. He's the National President of the Pharmacy Guild of Australia. And that interview will be available via podcast later on, 2cc.net.au. But in the studio with me, Luke Smith from Envision Financial Services. Luke, and I noticed a wry smile coming across your face there as George was saying, you know, we've been telling people. And suddenly the change happens and people go, oh, why didn't you tell us? I'm guessing from your facial reaction before that happens a lot in the finance game.
On a daily basis, Chris, it baffles me the number of times that you try and point things out to people and don't leave it to the last minute, forewarn. And then after the event, people say, when did this change? How did I know about that? How come no one told me? So information is the key, and obviously getting the right information is vital to your planning and your processes.
There we go. Well, let's see if we can get some right information out this afternoon about pensions and pension income streams here on Canberra Live. Well, first, let's start with the actual definition. What is a pension income stream?
So a pension is effectively where an accumulation account for superannuation that everybody has is taken from, as it states, the accumulation phase where money's going in to putting on a pension hat where money starts to come out. And when and how you do that and how you access your accumulated superannuation entitlements is then obviously directly correlated to your age, your strategy, your needs, and the things that you actually want to fund going forwards, whether you're working on a part-time basis, or fully retired and planning on doing the important things that you've been putting off for the last 35 to 40 years.
A lot of people tend not to think a lot about their super until fairly late in proceedings. We should be thinking about it more often, just than, you know, checking the payslip and seeing, oh yeah, there's more money going into the super, shouldn't we?
Yeah, very much so. I think the changes that came into force reducing the amount of deductible contributions that can go into super to $25,000 for everybody has really forced people to be a little bit more proactive and do a little bit more a little bit sooner, because small changes over a longer period of time can actually make significant improvements to the choices that people can have leading into and in retirement.
Let's talk about actually starting a pension from your super as opposed to the lump sum. I know that there are more and more taxation advantages to going down the pension route than there used to be.
Correct, exactly right. So people have the ability to start an income stream from their superannuation, and they can do that provided, one, they've met a condition of release, which is tied to age and occupation, and then obviously how and when you want to take that income stream is completely tied to your planning, your cash flow, your needs, because everybody's a little bit different. And depending on the super fund that you use, you may be able to take a pension on a fortnightly, weekly, quarterly, monthly, half-yearly or annual basis, so that you can make sure that the cash flow you take from your superannuation meets your needs and takes into account other income sources as well.
Okay, so what is the biggest advantage of having a pension going, other than just to, you know, get by on the day-to-day?
Look, I think one of the biggest advantages of a pension structure is that all of the earnings within that pension become tax-free. Superannuation as a whole is taxed at a rate of 15%. However, once we take that accumulation hat off and we put on the pension hat, all of the earnings inside of that fund are zero tax. We also have a zero tax environment for capital gains. So if you've bought a share and you've made some money and you sell that share, you don't pay any capital gains on the asset that you sell in that pension fund itself. So that's one of the biggest considerations that people think about when going to pension phase. And the other one is obviously being able to maximise the franking credits that we've talked about in the past, because if you're in a zero tax environment and you have investments that generate a good, strong income stream and you receive franking credits, any surplus franking credit would be refunded to you when the super fund or pension account does their annual tax return, so it can again bolster the return and bolster the amount of capital that you have to draw on to fund lifestyle and buy the toys and things that you want.
I reckon most people's eyes would have lit up there at the point where you said you don't have to pay tax.
Exactly right. And that's why structuring things and looking at the structure that you maintain is very, very important. I will also note that I touched earlier on the changes to transition to retirement pensions. Prior to the 1st of July this year, transition retirement pensions also benefit from a tax-free environment. However, that is not the case from the 1st of July. Now the earnings inside a fund are set at a base rate of 15%, which is the same as the accumulation phase of superannuation. So very, very important that people who did have a transition retirement before the 1st of July review their situation, because there are some strategies that they can use to get that tax-free status back and make sure that they have things structured correctly going forward.
Okay. We are talking with Luke Smith from Envision Financial Services. If you'd like a bit of financial planning advice this afternoon, give us a buzz, 62551206. That's 62551206, especially about pensions. And if you've got questions about your pensions or whether you're doing things right or if there are some easy things that you can change. And I imagine there are probably some things that most people can change in a fairly easy way to their own advantage. Luke's your man and he can help you out this afternoon, 62551206. Or if you prefer, you can send in a text, 0488 266 266. Now, look, a couple of weeks ago, we did not do an acronym of the week because I was a bit slack and didn't get around to it. So I'm going to make sure we do it now in the first half of the chat this week, because that way it is done. The acronym of the week is EPS. That's nothing to do with electronic stability on cars or anything.
Not at all, not at all. EPS stands for earnings per share. And what the earnings per share is a measure of the proportion of a company's profit that's allocated to each shareholder. And the greater the earnings per share, the greater likelihood that there could be a very strong dividend paid, and a large portion of the earnings per share can become the income stream that somebody like a Commonwealth Bank or an ANZ pay to the shareholder as a dividend. So it's very important that when you're structuring your superannuation fund, you have companies that have strong earnings, which can generally correlate into strong growth going forwards, and they also have a lot of available funds to pay dividends to investors, which obviously is the most important thing when you're in retirement.
So if you had a company that's making a $10 million profit and it's got a million shares, or a company that's making a $10 million profit and has only got 100,000 shares, big difference in how much you're likely to get back as an investor.
Very, very, very much so. So it's always important to look at the underlying performance of the company, because it's a good measure of how well they're doing, how well they're likely to do going forwards, and what that means to you as an investor and also as a shareholder of that individual company.
No problem. 4:42, we are talking about finance this afternoon, and in the studio with me, Luke Smith from Envision Financial Services. He's a financial planner, and we're going to give David from Gordon a wee bit of advice now on 62551206. David, good afternoon to you.
Hey, good afternoon. I had a quick question. I was trying to listen to conversations. This is really, really interesting. I'm trying to understand what the difference is between the pensions or super funds being a public servant, and how the public servant fund and pension and lump sum process works.
Are you talking in relation to CSS and PSS?
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah, so that's a slightly different animal. When we talk general accumulation fund, we're not referring to the likes of a CSS and a PSS fund because they are classified as defined benefit schemes. So their calculation of the benefits and the way that funds are accumulated in those accounts is very different to your average industry super fund or a Colonial Macquarie or a one-path accumulation account. So they don't fall under the same calculation methodology. They do fall under a similar rules in relation to how money can be taken and obviously the conditions of release that you need to meet, but how and when you access benefits needs to be considered on a case-by-case basis for CSS, PSS and also DFRDB and MSBS members, which are the military equivalents, because they are defined benefits in nature and they have a different set of rules that are associated with the way that pension payments are made.
Is that advice readily available from places like yourself or advisors like yourself?
Yeah, look, that's something that obviously comes up a lot being in the ACT and a very large proportion of the workforce here are obviously government members. So it's something that we touch on regularly. It is definitely something that's in our wheelhouse. And obviously preparing for retirement and making sure that you are maximising the opportunities are very important because we touched on contributions a couple of weeks ago, and one of the key changes at the 1st of July was the treatment of CSS and PSS employer benefits against the $25,000 cap. So we touched on that a couple of shows ago.
Yep.
It's something that's very topical at the moment because CSS and PSS members have been able to take advantage of some legislative benefits of being in that fund. So it's definitely something that, you know, if you want to have a chat about it, come on in and have a coffee and a chat and we can point you in the right direction.
Terrific. Thank you very much.
In the 2CC studios with me is Luke Smith from Envision Financial Services. Now, Luke, while we're offering people the chance to get a bit of advice this afternoon on 62551206, we've got a bit more to tick off regarding pension income streams. And just as a fundamental, why is it that a strong income stream is an important part of a pension? You know, why do we need to factor that in?
Yeah, look, it's great. And we've talked about income over a number of shows now because it's something I think is very, very important and overlooked in some situations. Having a strong income stream inside of super ensures that you have the ability to try and protect the longevity of your capital. If you need a certain amount of income to retire, obviously having a good reoccurring income stream is going to help meet those income requirements on a year-by-year basis. And if we do have something like a global financial crisis where the capital value of some assets comes off, maintaining a good income stream can limit the need to sell down assets at a time where you may not want to actually liquidate positions. You may wish to hold them, but you obviously have school fees and mortgages and lifestyles and wives and husbands to fund for. So having an income stream is very, very essential in the long-term longevity of your superannuation fund and also the flexibility to be able to do the things that you want to do at short notice because trips overseas and the like generally aren't funded or saved up for in retirement. They're a way of accessing capital and making sure that you can meet the things that you want to do on a year-by-year basis.
Okay, fair enough. Now, what's the time frame? You know, what are we talking about? You know, when can you start and when should you start doing it?
Look, you can start, provided you've met a condition of release, which is obviously tied to your date of birth and your age and your employment status, you can start an income stream basically any time during the year. How and when you take those benefits, again, is tied to the type of fund that you have yourself, whether it's a retail super fund, an industry fund, or possibly a self-managed super fund. They can be taken on a weekly, fortnightly, monthly, quarterly, annual basis. I know we pay a lot of pensions for clients directly, and some are done on an as needs basis. Some are set up with regular withdrawals to meet their needs. And
so you're not tied to, say, a weekly income or whatever?
No, potentially. Again, it comes back to this type of fund that you're using. Some funds will stipulate when and how you can take your benefits. Other things like a self-managed super fund give you that flexibility, and they're one of the key things that you obviously have those funds for, is to be able to say that it's my income and I'll take it when I want it.
Mm-hmm.
And then we find that we pay a lot of pension payments on an ad hoc basis for clients, depending on what their needs are, depending on what their travel requirements are, depending on what their capital purchases are, be it cars, caravans, houses, school fees or anything like that. We generally find that we're paying those out during the year for clients to meet their needs, because whilst the money is paid out, we don't need to think about a pension as a traditional fortnightly fixed amount. It can be any amount at any time within certain parameters of the legislation.
Okay. And the payments to make sure, because you talk about how these can be largely tax-free, you know, how do you make sure that that all happens? You know, how does it get paid to you to take advantage of that?
That's right. So depending on the tax profile of the pension will be dependent on age. Obviously, for anybody over the age of 60, money that comes out of the superannuation environment is generally tax-free. So making sure that you structure your benefits in the right manner and take them at the right time is important. And you can use a combination of lump sums and pensions to do that, depending on what your needs are. But making sure that you have the income that's going to support the drawings that you need, and obviously the growth to offset inflation, is very, very important, because you don't want to lose the purchasing power of your money over time, because last time I went to Woolworths, things weren't getting any cheaper.
No, too true. Too true. Can you do this with your existing fund, or do you have to actually set up a special fund to run a pension?
Right. That's a great question, and one that we get very, very often. A superannuation fund can be converted to a pension income stream, and you can keep the assets that you have. Obviously, depending on the fund that you use, it could impact the way that it's done and the timing with which it's done. But generally speaking, if you have an accumulation superannuation fund, which is a normal fund that most people have, you can then turn on a pension at any point in time, complete the appropriate paperwork. And if you have a self-managed superannuation fund, obviously you can complete the necessary pension minutes to make the trustees aware of the income stream that you like to commence. And there are other administrative requirements that are done by the accountant of the super fund. But it's something that can be started at a time that's convenient for you, at a rate that's convenient for you, and from a structure or a super fund that gives you the flexibility and control that you need.
Okay, and if you do it and then you realise it's not for you?
Yeah, look, you can also then wind things back. Okay. So don't be concerned.
Is that relatively easy process?
Yeah, there's some paperwork involved, but yes, it's not something that is extremely dire. It is something that people can obviously change their mind on, and obviously over time people's needs and situations change, and what you thought you might need both now and in the future can change. So you can commence a pension, wind it back, and then start one at a later date. So it is something that is quite flexible. It's always about why, and then how, and then what structure we're going to use.
Okay, fair enough. Any other final tips or advice?
Look, I think the week before last, we spoke about having a financial health check with the start of the new calendar year, and this week we're going to offer the listeners another 10 wealth reports, which will allow people to contact the office and get a coupon that will allow them to complete the wealth report that will give them a summary of their current position and highlight some good points, some bad points, and maybe some truths that they may not be aware of. So they can contact us 62604749 and ask for a coupon for the wealth report. We've got 10 of those this week for the listeners, and we've also got access to the Knowledge Centre. So we've touched on a couple of things today that are fairly technical. We have a very extensive Knowledge Centre on our website that gives us a number of videos, written pieces of material, and a number of topics that clarify all of this for the listeners out there. So if you'd like access to the Knowledge Centre, contact the office 62604749 and speak with myself or Barbara. We're back in the office from the 8th. And we can give you access to that for 12 months at no cost as a listener of the show.
So write down the number now and be ready to ring it on Monday morning, 62604749. There we go. Glad you jumped in. Should do that as a duet sometime, eh?
No worries at all.
Luke, mate, you have a good weekend.
You too, buddy. Thanks, Chris.